All right, nice to have you back with us. Beautiful day for baseball today. Helixson and Hudson. Let's bring in Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. Alex, good morning on this Sunday. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Pretty good, and I appreciate your following the professor here. It's always an interesting session with him. But Mike Leake, Alex, is this it for him? Is there anything wrong with him? Is this what the Giants can expect? What's going on with Mike Leake?
I don't think this is it. I think, you know, it's been a little bit of a rough go here, and certainly when he got here to have a hamstring injury right away, I don't think that set him up very well for the final stretch. I don't know at what point he got to be 100% and felt like he was totally there, but I think that probably threw him off a little bit. Really, you know, I know yesterday was rough if you just look at the box score, but watching the game, I think this is a guy who pitches to contact and likes to work quickly and get ground balls and try to work that way. And he came, you know, probably a few feet away from at least three or four of those balls being out. So it wasn't like he was giving up four home runs yesterday. It was a bunch of singles. And I think with a little luck here and there, it would have been a much different day for him. So it certainly wasn't a good day and hasn't been a great month here as a Giant. But I don't think he's pitched as poorly as maybe some of the box scores, especially yesterday, would indicate.
You think he's I get your flow on this one that it's not that bad, but I mean the Giants have thought about him targeting him as a free agent. He's here. They traded for him. Do you think they're still as high on him as they were before?
They're probably a little bit lower. I think if you just, you know, watching him pitch the last month and a half, he hasn't been maybe the difference maker they thought he would be. That might have changed their minds a little bit, but I think in the clubhouse it's been a good fit, and just watching the way he works and the way he gets along with these guys. That's something that you always want to watch when you bring a guy over. And again, out on the field, I mean, this is a guy who we thought would really be a great fit there in front of Crawford and Panic and all those guys, and hasn't really gotten to play with them. So hasn't really gotten to take advantage of that infield defense, which is why he was going to be such a great fit here. So I think it's not exactly what they expected, but I'm not really into panic mode at this point. And I doubt that the Giants, they're pretty smart about this stuff, and they kind of take the long-term view, and they've been scouting this guy for years since college. So I doubt that, you know, three or four starts here is going to sway them too much one way or the other.
All right. Good point. Good point. Alex Pavlovich with us. Alex, Jarrett Parker, all of a sudden, every time he comes up, he's hitting the ball hard somewhere. Almost hit it. Well, he says he did hit it out of the park, but it was caught.
Yeah.
Has he put his name in the ring here? Is he on the radar now?
Yeah. You know, I think of it. It's somebody who you look at the last kind of 2 weeks here and what is there to watch? This is a guy I'd like to see get a couple starts and see what he does with three or four at bats. You know, the track record shows a guy who strikes out a lot, and that's always been his problem. But the interesting thing he said after that home run, he said when he came up here earlier this year and then got sent back down to the minors and really got sent back down, I don't think he was in the plans going forward. And he kind of looked at that and was really annoyed with himself at the fact that he wasn't aggressive when he was up here. And one thing Bruce Bochy wants from young players is he wants them to be aggressive. He wants them to swing the bat. That's been kind of his problem with a lot of guys who have been called up over the years and haven't had an opportunity to stick around. Is they kind of go up there and take a bunch of called third strikes and put themselves in bad counts. And Parker, I think, understood that. And he said when he came back, he wanted to be more aggressive. And we saw it. That, you know, the first double he had was on the second pitch. The home run he had was on the first pitch. I think we've seen a guy who's more aggressive and more willing to go out there early in the count. And that's what a lot of these Giants hitters do. That's what Buster Posey has been doing all year. So if it works for Posey, if you're Jarrett Parker, it's not a bad kind of option to try.
All right. Well, he's had quite a week, not only against the Reds, but against Arizona, too. Alex, Trevor Brown, you do great background work, and I didn't realize he was that much of an infielder. Now he's a catcher. Fill the fans in on a little bit of Trevor Brown.
Yeah, you know, I guess the first thing I would say is go to my Twitter feed or Facebook or CSN Bay Area. I wrote about 1,800 words on Trevor Brown yesterday. So the background with him is pretty unique. And really the way this week went for him, I thought it was pretty cool on Saturday watching Ryan Vogelsong and Jake Peavy pull this kid aside and kind of go over the lineup guy by guy and tell him, this is what you're looking at. This is Goldschmidt, Pollock. These are the guys, Peralta. This is how you have to try to get them out. So that's all in that story I wrote yesterday. As for Trevor, just his background, yeah, this is a guy who he wanted to catch for a long time, but he went to UCLA and in circumstances always kind of put him back in the field. Guys would get hurt, and his coach would move him over to first, and then the next year a guy got hurt, and his coach moved him to second base, and then he played some third. And in the minors, after the Giants drafted him, this is, they thought he could catch, but again, played some second base a lot his second year in the minors, mostly was an infielder, and really wasn't until this year that he became a full-time catcher. So I think you saw yesterday the build is certainly an athletic one, and one we don't see from a lot of catchers. This is a guy who runs well and has a line drive swing. I think if he can kind of figure it out, and the standard wouldn't be that high for him offensively, it's just somebody who can be a backup catcher and help you out at other positions. We haven't seen a whole lot of that. Jordan Pacheco, maybe, and the Dodgers have a prospect right now, Austin Barnes, who they're trying to do the same thing with. But it's pretty unique when you have a guy who can catch and also play two or three other spots.
Yeah, you know, when I looked at him, I thought he was Nick Noonan. And then I realized he's now in Lincecum's locker because Lincecum is gone on his rehab. And I thought he was Lincecum. So he does have that build that doesn't look like Roy Campanella. You know what I mean? It's not that kind of build. But all right, how about Marlon Byrd? How close is he on his quest for 550 plate appearances?
I think he got to 48 yesterday, so I'd have to double check that. But he is definitely under 50 because he hit 50 during the game yesterday. So I believe he's at 48. You mentioned Parker. Mac Williamson is there, so if they really don't want this to happen, there are ways once they get eliminated, I think, to make this a little bit easier. But it is, if that number four or five plate appearances get dropped off of it every single day, because he's been out there every day.
All right. One last thought. You're the president of the A. Ray Adrianza fan club, as we know. You've been in his corner all year. He's had a pretty good week again.
Yeah, it's A. Ray Island over there. It was just me for a while, I made this point with you last week. I just thought he took way too much heat on Twitter and from fans who thought that he was the reason that the season kind of went downward and really blamed him. I think a lot of times with young players, we've talked about this with a lot of guys. Matt Duffy is the exception here, but guys who come up here and don't have regular playing time, it's the hardest thing to do in the big leagues, I think, to come up here and be a backup and get a pinch hit appearance against a guy who's throwing 98 and then, maybe get one start every 2 weeks and have to go out there against a tough lefty or something and have four plate appearances. It's difficult. So I think this guy finally got a chance to settle down and got some confidence. And there's some new coaches up here. Jose Aguasil, who is the manager in AA, is somebody who knows him well and has worked with him the last week. So I think we're just finally seeing a guy who got some confidence. And again, yesterday, a good at bat up there. And I think we'll see more of him down the stretch. They have to see what they have in this guy and see if what we saw the last week is more towards what they can expect going forward. Because, the glove is there. He can still be a valuable bench piece.
Who's going to score the first run for the Giants today? They can't get shut out again.
I didn't think they were going to get shut out yesterday either. If you look at the Diamondbacks, it's pretty remarkable there. I don't know. I haven't seen the lineup yet, but I assume Matt Duffy's in there and maybe Buster Posey since it was a day game yesterday. So anytime you look at the second half, Matt Duffy leads the National League in hits. That's usually a pretty safe bet to get the offense going.
All right, Alex, thanks so much, and we'll see you out at the park. I appreciate it.
Okay, Marty. Take care.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich, CSN Bay Area. All right.